Where are you really from? It's a question immigrants of color and their kids get all the time. But the answer is complex. It's often not just about a place. The new NPR series, Where We Come From, brings us conversations from immigrant communities of color answering this very question. For some folks, it can be about family upbringing, food traditions, career aspirations, even their names. Here's NPR's Anjali Sastry.
This conversation, it's between two close friends, Lovey Ajayi Jones.
I am a New York Times bestselling author and a podcast host.
And Tiffany Aliche.
Much better known as the Budgetnista, America's favorite financial educator, self-proclaimed. You know you feel me.
Yeah.
And I am a friend of Lovette.
Lovey and Tiffany are both Nigerian.
You know, rocking the green, white, green in our blood.
And for both of them, their names carry symbolic meaning.
Ife Oluwa, that's like my first name. My family calls me Ife. Mm-hmm. My name means God's love. Mm-hmm. So the Ife part is the love. My aunt used to sometimes call me that Lovette as a nickname.
Lovey and Tiffany both realized something about how their names were pronounced as they were growing up in the U.S. It built a community among folks who could actually say their names right. And when people couldn't pronounce their names correctly, they had to do things to take back ownership of their names. Here are Lovey and Tiffany.
So I was born in Nigeria. When I was 9, we moved to the U.S. Mm-hmm. Downtown Chicago is where we moved. So most of the kids didn't even look like me. And they, for some reason, thought Jamaica was Africa. And I remember the principal walking me to my class and kind of like pushing me in the class and the teacher being like, oh, welcome to our new student. Introduce yourself. Mm. And 9-year-old me was instantly like, my name is too different. The way I'm talking is too different. It's not gonna work. So I instantly, instead of saying my name, mm-hmm. when the teacher goes, introduce yourself, I go, my name is Lovette. And of course it came out real Niger, my name is Lovette. Because like, it came out real extra strong because I was this girl.
Yeah. It's funny that you said at 9 is when you made that transition, because that's when we made our transition from like the small little town Roselle, mm-hmm. mostly working class Black and brown families, to Westfield, New Jersey, mm-hmm. which was a bigger town and almost completely white. And I too made a transition with my name during that time. So up until 9, everyone called me Odochi, which means God's gift or God's present, right?
Yes.
And I remember we were going to move to Westfield, and my father decided, he said, we're moving to this new town, and I'm wanting it to make it easier for you guys. You can choose another name to add to your name. And I was excited, you know, I didn't think, you know, anything of it. I was like, yes. So he literally let everyone choose their name. And he said, you have the summer kind of like to decide. So my sisters and I would try out names and I would say, okay, this week, call me Jenny. That was a viable option. Jenny. Oh,
Jenny.
You will be calling me Jenny the Budgetnista. And then I remember I wanted Renee.
Renee?
And I liked Renee. I could see myself as a Renee, you know?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But then, like, there was another Renee in class, and when I told her, she was like, you tried it, that's my name. And then, oh, thank goodness my dad said no, but I wanted Symphony. I was like, ooh.
Ma'am,
yes.
Symphony, though?
Yes. I said, it's different. He said, too different. And then, but I always liked the name Tiffany, and so I told him, I think I like Tiffany, and my friends loved it, I loved it, and so Tiffany I became.
Yes.
But I just think it's so interesting how
you take on these new names.
Yes. But in an effort to protect what we held dear, which is our true identity.
Yeah, because for me, it wasn't even a matter of I was ashamed of my name. Mm-hmm. It was that I wanted to protect it from other people trying to make it ugly. You know, like the moment they will see it, they'll instantly think, I can't say it. Mm. So then they will kind of like add burden to the name.
Yeah.
And for me, it was my protective measure.
Yes.
It was a sacred space that I honored. It was also one of those things where, because I'd already been the person I was for 9 years, I didn't change who I was when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I still went home and spoke Yoruba. I still ate pounded yam and egusi. At home, I was still Ife. So all of that did not change. When I stepped outside the doors, it changed.
Yes. my maiden last name's Aliche. My husband's name is Smith. I didn't take on Smith because, well, one, Tiffany Smith, that's like 20,000 people.
It is. It is.
But also, two, that name Aliche meant so much to me. The first time I went to Nigeria, I didn't understand how our village worked, right? Because my dad really grew up in a village. My mom grew up in a city. So my dad would introduce me to, this is Jacob Aliche. Ah, me too, I'm Aliche. This is, you know, Nwamnem Aliche. Ah, me too, Aliche. After the third one, my dad said, ah, everybody here is Aliche. That's the way a village works, Tiffany. I didn't know that a village was extended family. And this is how you knew who to marry, who not to intermarry. This village is related to this village. So they kept very, like, awesome history notes. Yes.
I love that because, yeah, I think our names really do can like tell our stories. Like, yes. I love the fact that yours ties you to your village and ties you to your father's legacy.
There's just such power in tracing who you are and how you became, you know, and sometimes there's pain in that for some folks, you know, because sometimes their name is tied to trauma, but still, it's still part of your history.
Yes. And I think us doubling down on where we're from, who we are, is one of those things we can't feel bad about. We are here in spite of where we came from and because of it. And some of the pride that we show is because we remember when we couldn't go by our names because we'd be ridiculed. It's because we remember when people would make fun of us purely because they think we're African and we are uncivilized. And this pride today is the type that they can't take away from us. And we are the ones that can now also make sure we're passing that affirmation to our kids. The fact that kids can now see these names and these grand stages, it will expand their possibility and let them know that they might not be the doctor, attorney, they could be the writer, they could be the financial educator who builds her own path. And I think that's powerful. And the fact that we carry these very African names is just such an affirmation of it all.
That's Lovie Ajayi-Jones and Tiffany Aliche. For more of this conversation, plus other audio and video episodes in the Where We Come From series, visit npr.org/wherewecomefrom.